And we turn now to the governor's race and the two candidates sitting face-to-face at the Women's Conference in Southern California. Meg Whitman gets booed. Jerry Brown gets cheered. Political reporter Mark Matthews is here to explain what happened.
Meg Whitman is on the stage in Long Beach with Jerry Brown, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and TV anchor Matt Lauer. The question came from moderator Matt Lauer.
In 1 week left, would either of you or both of you be willing to make a pledge that you would end the negativity?
It was clear what the audience wanted the answer to be, and Jerry Brown answered first.
If Meg wants to do that, I'll be glad to do that. We could have a little discussion today, and I'm sure we can work something out.
Meg Whitman took a shot.
The things that I have been called in this campaign, it's not fair to the voters of California. It isn't the right thing to do.
And had it ended there, Whitman would have been in much better shape. But Lauer asked again.
I'll give you 24 hours because I know the wheels of a campaign don't stop overnight.
Well, look, let's be clear about it. If she takes her negative ads as reasonably defined, and I'll take mine off, no question. If we do it together.
That's what I'm asking.
No problem. I pledge that right now.
Whitman equivocated, saying she'll take down any personal attacks.
But I don't think we can take down the ads that talk about where Governor Brown stands on the issues. I just think it's not the right thing to do.
They seem to be asking for more.
Sensing that, Brown raised the bet.
Hey, look, I got one nice ad where I look into the camera and I just say what I'm for. You have a very nice ad where you look into the camera. It's a pretty good ad, by the way. We can put both of them on and let all the other ones go off. I'll agree to that right now.
Whitman would not agree.
I just think it's important for people to really understand what the track record was in Oakland, what the track record was as governor.
All right. So,
and the audience reaction got worse when she went on the attack.
Jerry Brown, in many ways, left this state in worse shape than he did when he inherited it. Let me tell you.
Whitman kept going, so did the catcalls. ABC 7's political analyst Bruce Cain.
And I think Meg Whitman, you know, stepped into it. I mean, I don't understand why she didn't do the very simple thing that every candidate in the world would do, which is to say, I'll do it if he does it.
Professor Cain says for Whitman, it was a lost opportunity.
And not something she needs when she's down anywhere from 8 to 13 points.
Whitman's at a women's conference. She is the only woman on the stage. The audience, almost entirely women, and they're booing her. It was not a good day for Meg Whitman. Jerry Brown's campaign has already put out that clip on YouTube.
Oh, boy. All right, Mark, thank you.